Tonight we're going to consider for just a moment what I believe is one of the two great Christmas texts to be found in the entire Bible. Surprisingly, neither of these texts is found in the Gospels. Neither of these texts is found as a part of the narrative of the Nativity. Neither Matthew nor Luke, the two gospel writers who give to us the details and the circumstances surrounding the birth of Jesus, neither of these two writers give to us the words of this verse. Rather, the words of this verse, which I think would be one of the two great Christmas texts of the Bible, are found tucked away in one of the New Testament letters. Here are the words of this verse. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. J.B. Phillips, in his noted translation of the Bible, in the well-known Phillips translation of the New Testament, has translated the opening words of that verse like this. Do you remember the generosity of Jesus? And with those words, he has accurately and precisely captured the real meaning of the words of the text of that passage. He was asking those to whom he wrote to remember that first Christmas. He was asking those to whom he wrote if they remembered that night when Jesus was born and what it really meant. Do you remember the generosity of Jesus? Though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. I want to ask you this evening whether or not you remember that birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I read to you again this evening, just briefly, the account of that first Christmas night. In those days, an order went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the whole world. This registration first occurred while Quirinius was governor of Syria. They all went to be registered, each to his own city, and Joseph too went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, whose pregnancy was advanced. While they were there, her days were accomplished to give birth, and she bore her firstborn son, whom she wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were in the same country shepherds staying in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they feared greatly. And the angel said to them, "Have no fear. For behold, I announce to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today there was born for you in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this is a token for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men in his favor. And the angels went from them into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, let us go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened that the Lord has made known to us. And hastily they went, found both Mary and Joseph, and saw the baby lying in the manger. When they had seen the child, they made known to others what had been told them regarding it. And everyone who heard it marveled at the things that were reported to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured those reports and thought them over in her heart. And that night, the two words of Micah the prophet were fulfilled. In about the year 700 B.C., the Hebrew prophet Micah had stood in the city Jerusalem, and in the city Jerusalem he had uttered two great words. First he had said, to you, Migdol Eder, tower of the flock, it shall come. And thereafter, in the Hebrew expectation among the rabbis of the Jews, it was always the expectation of the Hebrews that when Messiah came, the announcement of Messiah's coming would first be given at Migdol Eder. Migdol Eder is a geographical location about halfway between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. About 2.5 miles from Jerusalem south and about 2.5 miles from Bethlehem north is a noted place called Migdol Eder, Tower of the Flock. It was a place where shepherds watched over their flocks to guard them from marauders and thieves. After a while, the Migdol Eder came to be the place where were kept the sheep that were to be sacrifices in the temple at Jerusalem. And there, shepherds would guard the sheep throughout the year. We do not know when Jesus was born. We do not know the season or the date of his birth. When Christians first began to keep a festival, an annual celebration of the birth of Jesus, in the beginning, in the 4th century, they celebrated the birth of Jesus in January. And after a while, it was moved back to December. Some have said that the birth of our Lord could not have been in the winter months because, they say, the shepherds do not watch their flock at night in the winter months in Israel. But these shepherds were not just shepherds who watched flock in the field. These shepherds were the shepherds at Migdol Eder, the shepherds who watched the flock of sheep destined to become the sacrifices in the temple at Jerusalem. And these shepherds watched their flock of sheep at night throughout the year. How appropriate that when the announcement of the advent of the Savior came, that first announcement would be at Migdol Eder, where the sheep who were to be offered as the sacrifice at the temple were kept. And the prophet Micah had said, to you, Migdol Eder, it shall come. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord, the light and glory of the Lord shone about them, and an angel of the Lord spoke to them. And to Migdol Eder, the announcement came of the Savior's birth. The prophet Micah also said, "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are little among the clans of Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth, who is to be ruler for me." What a strange word that was, because when the prophet Micah spoke, the family of David lived in Jerusalem. The house of David, the descendants of David, the throne of David existed in Jerusalem. But the prophet Micah said, when the greater son of David comes, he shall be born not in Jerusalem, but in Bethlehem. And in these words, which I think are one of the two greatest texts of Christmas, the Apostle Paul was asking those to whom he wrote, "Do you remember the generosity of Jesus? Do you remember what it really meant? Do you remember that first Christmas when he who was rich became poor? That through his poverty, you might be rich." You know, Christmas is uniquely a time for remembering. It is especially appropriate that it should be so. The Apostle Paul asked those to whom he is writing, "Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember?" That night when our Lord was born in Bethlehem and the shepherds had gone away, after they had left, we read in the account by Luke that Mary treasured all these things in her heart and pondered them. She was building that night some wonderful memories, and she often thought about those things. I can imagine, and I think fairly accurately, that in the months and perhaps the years that followed that, there were many times that Mary would have said to Joseph something like this, "Joseph, do you remember? Do you remember that stable, that cave, that place where the cattle were fed, that stone trough where we laid him? Do you remember?" We're building some memories tonight. Quite often we meet one another, and as we meet each other, we will encounter someone who has been an important part of our lives. And as we meet, we relive some experience that has been unusual or special or unique, you know, and we will say to that person, "Do you remember?" And then as we stand there together, that shared experience, perhaps something embarrassing or something special or something unique, we recall it. And even tonight, we're building some memories. I am very sure that in the months and years to come, there are some of us here tonight who will be thinking back to this evening or to this year, to this season. And as we think back to this occasion, to this night with our families, to this occasion with our loved ones, many of us will say, "Do you remember? This is the first Christmas that some of you have been married. I see in among you this evening some couples here, and this is the first Christmas since you've been married. I see here this evening some of you, and this is the first Christmas since the birth of your child." There are others who are here this evening, and this is the first Christmas since the loss of a loved one. All of us are building memories. And no doubt there are going to occur some things this evening and tomorrow and in this holiday season. And many of us are going to look back when we encounter each other in months and years to come, and we will say to each other, "Do you remember?" Now that's what Paul was saying. To those to whom he wrote in this great Christmas text, he said to them, "Do you remember the generosity of Jesus? How, though he had been rich, for your sakes, he became poor." Paul was preparing at this time to return to Jerusalem. And as he returned to Jerusalem, it was his intention to stop by and visit the people whom he wrote in this letter. And as he visited the people whom he wrote in this letter, he intended to receive from them their gifts to be taken to the poor Christians who lived back in Israel. And as he announced to them this plan, he said to them, "Do you remember the generosity of Jesus, who though he was rich, for your sakes became poor?" The prophet Micah said, "His goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And by his entry into the world, and by his life and his death, and by his grace, he has accomplished for sinners forgiveness, justification, acceptance. By his coming into the world, by his perfect life of pleasing and obedience, by his suffering upon the cross, he came in order that by that poverty, by that suffering, by that sacrifice, he might bear our guilt and take our place and be our sacrifice and bear our punishment and be our Savior." Phillips Brooks has written these words that we have sung this evening. "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent years go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." If you want to remember one of the two greatest Christmas texts of the Bible, you would always remember these words: "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, he became poor, that through his poverty you and I might be rich." Now we're going to join together in singing a Christmas carol of worship and praise as we remember the Lord.
Let's sing together in closing our service tonight, 552, Away in a Manger. Let's stand as we sing.